Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today, we have the feast day of Pope John the 23rd, now a saint. He was beatified in 2000, and he was canonized by Pope Francis in 2014. So we begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
Amen.
As we gather now for the celebration of our Eucharist, we take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God, the times that we have been unfaithful, when we have been sinful, when we have been weak. We look back on the past, asking for forgiveness in any way that we may need it. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and the saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, faithful rewarder of souls, grant that your departed servant, Pope John Paul the 23rd, whom you made successor of Peter and shepherd of your church, may happily enjoy forever in your presence in heaven the mysteries of your grace and compassion, which he faithfully ministered on earth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, for freedom Christ set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. It is I, Paul, who am telling you that if you have yourselves circumcised, Christ will be of no benefit to you. Once I declare again to every man who has himself circumcised that he is bound to observe the entire law. You are separated from Christ, you who are trying to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. For through the Spirit, by faith, we await the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let your mercy come to me, O Lord. Let your mercy come to me, O Lord. Let your mercy come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Let your mercy come to me, O Lord. Take not the word of truth from my mouth, for in your ordinances is my hope. Let your mercy come to me, O Lord, and I will keep your law continually forever and ever. Let your mercy come to me, O Lord, and I will walk at liberty because I seek your precepts. Let your mercy come to me, O Lord, and I will delight in your commands, which I love. Let your mercy come to me, O Lord, and I will lift up my hands to your commands and meditate on your statutes. Lord, pray unto me, O Lord. Oh, Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Word of God is living and effective, and to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to the Lord.
After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that Jesus did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools! Did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? As to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Every morning when I open up my emails, I get the reflection from Bishop Robert Barron. And I really liked what he had to say about the gospel today. He concentrates on the very ending where it says, go and give alms. He says, Jesus concludes today's gospel by prescribing giving alms as a key to holiness. I've quoted to you before some of the breathtaking remarks of saints and popes about almsgiving. Leo XIII says that the demands of necessity and propriety have been met. The rest of your money belongs to the poor. St. John Chrysostom says, the man who has two shirts in his closet, one belongs to him, the other belongs to the man who has no shirt. We often hear almsgiving, fasting, and prayer to be the three disciplines of Lent. And for many people, I think, unfortunately, those three disciplines are only lived out as best as we can for 40 days. But I really believe that Jesus is saying 24/7, 365 days out of the year, I want you to be reminded that almsgiving is so very important. Years ago, and it's been longer than 20 years, I think I went down to Acapulco with some priest friends, and when we were down there, I made it a point at least once while I was there to go to a little restaurant, which was an open-air restaurant. And on the walls, it just had little sayings. And there's one saying that always offended me. The food was good, but the saying offended me. And it says, don't give alms. Don't reward the laziness. And I always took exception to that, because if you walk in the Costera, you will see people begging for alms, for absolutely anything. They're not lazy. They're just in a position in life where they need help. And I think that's what Bishop Barron is saying in his reflection today. At all times, if we look around us carefully, there are people in need. It's almsgiving. And we too are expected to do this, not just during Lent, but at any time where our Christian conscience calls us to do so, to be of help to those in need in any way that we possibly can. Let us just bow our heads for a moment, asking God to give us the grace to have our eyes opened, and that we always be concerned about those who have less than what we do. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of our needs, our prayers, the petitions we have. For Pope Francis and all bishops, that they will be protected and guided by the Holy Spirit in their leadership of the Church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church and her members, that like Pope St. John the 23rd, we may be witness to Christ by living the gospel and by making it relevant in today's world, we pray to the Lord. For our nation, that God will grant us strong and faithful leaders who will defend life and religious liberty, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the end to abortion and an increase in the respect for human life in all of its stages, we pray to the Lord. For an increase in vocations to priesthood, religious life, to the diaconate, we pray for those men and women who are discerning a vocation in the church. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Luella Freilich, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours. Those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid, please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that only you do know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. We pray, O Lord, that through these devoted offices of supplication, you may mercifully bestow a blessed reward on the soul of your servant, Pope John the 23rd, and on us, your gifts of grace, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your saints, you make your church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of your love. And that your saving mysteries may be fulfilled, their great example lends us courage. Their fervent prayers sustain us in all that we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with St. John Paul the 23rd, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other the sign of peace. Peace be with you. Thank you. Peace be with you. Together we pray. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Thank you. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time now to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Let us pray. Renewed by the sacrament of our communion with you, O our God, we pray, O Lord, for your servant, Pope John the 23rd, who served by your will on earth as the visible foundation of your church's unity, may be happily admitted to your blessed flock through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you that he may defend you, within you that he may sustain you, before you that he may lead you, behind you that he may protect you, above you that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio today. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I'm a professional driver, so I spend all day in my car. Actually, all day in my work truck, and this is all I listen to all day long is Relevant Radio now.
Now, how do you tune into us, Matt? You have a smartphone as well? You do it over the app, or just you know what stations we're on?
We have a station here that is Relevant Radio, so it's really nice having it on the FM dial.
So, yeah, how long have you been listening to us? Just for a couple years now?
It's been a month, actually. I just recently came back to the faith. I was an atheist for a long time, and I just went to Mass one day and then kind of discovered Relevant Radio, and it really changed my outlook and my view on everything, and it just made me a stronger person, believe it or not.
That's one of my favorite testimonies I think I've heard. You went from atheism to Catholicism. What led you to church and then ultimately to come back and to realize that, hey, truth can be found both through reason and that this is the church that Jesus Christ established?
Well, I was raised Catholic, so I was Catholic as a kid, and I left the church in my early 20s, and what led me away from it was I started to question the doctrine, and mm-hmm. and then that's one thing led to another, and then I just decided that atheism was the way to go. And if atheism were a church, I was probably a bishop in it, maybe even close to the Pope. So I was pretty fervent. I pray for all atheists every day during the chaplet.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now. Please help Relevant Radio continue to give our Lord a platform on the air and across the web. Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.
We don't have to have all the info before we evangelize, do we? We can share our story, which someone really can't discount.
A lot of people get afraid to speak about their faith, and I just want to encourage people, it's not about what you say, it's about how you live and how you love.
Relevant Radio contributor, Kendra Von Esch.
And so if you're finding yourself getting frustrated or irritated, call on the Holy Spirit for His peace and His love, and be that beacon of light for those around you so they can look at you different and know what's up with this person. And you could say, it's the Holy Spirit, it's God within me. And others will be attracted to you. So I think all too often we're afraid, oh, I got to get out there and quote Bible verses and catechize people. And it's really just loving and caring people in a way that's genuine and godlike. And we need God for that. We don't have that capability on our own.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Relevant Radio. Hope restored. Hearts healed. Lives changed. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Dan is in Chicago. He was unemployed when he first gave. Can't wait to hear his story. Hi, Dan.
Hi. I was just going to say that when I started listening to Relevant Radio, I was pretty much a confused Protestant individual who believed in God, but I really didn't have a direction. I didn't have a church. I had been shunned by one. I was confused completely by the other. And as I was going to these Protestant churches, I went with my wife to a Catholic church. And it seemed to me I was getting more truth in the Catholic church, even though I didn't want to be part of it, than I did in the Protestant churches. And so I guess I wanted to do a little bit of research, and my in-laws had this Relevant Radio bumper sticker. So I started listening. I started to understand. And I came into the church, and eventually I began giving to Relevant Radio. At the time, I was still unemployed. I gave $15, $5 for each of my children, so that they might have the same opportunity and same resource for Catholic knowledge that I did. And then when I look at it and I see that, what was it, St. Philomena said to St. John Vianney, there is nothing more precious than the salvation of souls. So there's so many reasons to give. If I was to tell you one thing, or to each listener, humble yourself. Just humble yourself and do it. Because when you humble yourself, you take those steps towards God. So I appreciate your help and all the donors before me and after me. And what a wonderful apostle. Thank you so much.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now. Please help Relevant Radio continue to give our Lord a platform on the air and across the web.
Ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.